start your day the Torah way. Test Vav Elul, Sunday the 2nd of September, Rav Usher Weiss. Chizuk for the Yomim Noraim. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by Family Zimmerman, Lichvod Simchat HaBar Mitzvah Shel Avram Baruch Neyoi.
So a good morning and a good Vach. I think I was here in the past, and I'm happy to be here again this morning. And we happen to be in the midst of Chodesh Elul, exactly in the midst of Chodesh Elul. This morning is Tes Vav Elul. There is a machlokes in Psachim Davav between Chachomim and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Shloishim yom lifnei achag shoyelim v'dorshim behilchas achag, or maybe Shtei Shavuos, 2 weeks. Is this halacha relevant to Rosh Hashanah as well or not? Major discussion. If I would have to give a shiur this morning, I would give a shiur on this topic. But I was just told that I'm supposed to give Divrei Chizuk. Let me just mention that in Psachim Davav, it is the only source in Shas where we find Shoyelim V'Dorshim Behilchas HaPesach Shloishim Yom Lifnei HaPesach. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Shtei Shavuos, Shtei Shabosos. At the end of Megillah, and at the beginning of Megillah, Megillah Dav Dalet v'Megillah Dav Lamed Beis, we find Moshe Tikkun LeYisrael Shiur Oiskim V'Inyonei Shel Yoim Hilchas HaPesach Pesach Hilchas HaTzeres Ba'Tzeres Hilchos HaChag B'Chag. The Beis Yosef maintains all other Yomim Toivim, it is only Hilchos HaChag B'Chag. It is only Pesach in which we are to deal with Hilchos Pesach 30 days in advance, because Hilchos Pesach are many. And many of the Hilchos of Pesach apply to the days leading to Pesach. For instance, Hagolas Kelim, Bir Chometz, Matzah Mitzvah that has to be produced, Lishma, etc. But regarding other Yomim Tovim, it is only Hilchos HaChag B'Chag. The Bach, the Mugen Avraham, and the Gro all reject the Beis Yosef, and they bring Raya's. Same rule applies to other Yomim Tovim. But even in their opinion, there is a major discussion. It is only Sukkos, that's the Shit of the Gro, or the Mugen Avraham feels Shavuos as well. None of them deal with the question Rosh Hashanah. So the Mashal says in Megillah Daf Lamed Beis, what are the most important preparations to Rosh Hashanah? Tshuva and Ma'asim Tovim. Well, we are supposed to do tshuva all year round, and that is the reason Chazal don't say Shloshim Yom Lifnei HaChag. We are supposed to be busy with tshuva every day of the year. However, it is quite interesting that in the Me'iri, Chibur HaTshuva LeMe'iri, we all know the Me'iri from his magnificent Svorim on the Shas. Many people aren't familiar with Chibur HaTshuva. The Me'iri wrote a big sefer on tshuva. Mamar Beis, Perig Beis, the Me'iri says, the entire concept of Elul, and the reason B'nai Ashkenaz have a meaning to blow the shofar every day in the morning Elul, it is all because of Shloshim Yom Lifnei Achag, Shoyelim V'Dorshim Be'Elchos Achag. So as I said, this morning is Tes Vav Elul. Even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we should be dealing with Inyonei HaChag. Primarily, tshuva. Elul has many ramazim, but the most familiar remez, and I'm sure all of you are familiar with this remez, is Ani Ledoidi Vedoidi Li. Usually, when we see such type of ramazim in Sforim, we think, well, coincides, there's a beautiful posuk somewhere that has an Aleph and a Lamed and a Vav and a Lamed, so why shouldn't we stick it to Elul? That's the way most people relate to a Muslim like these. But I think this is a profound limud. Omok, omok miyim tse'eno. And a very important message that this remez conveys. Because in our minds, Elul is always kashur with Emo, Yiro, and Fach. No wonder that Rambam writes in Perek Gimel, of Hilchus Chanukah, dealing with Halachas of Hallel. Lamo ein oimrim Hallel b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim? That's a question Chazal ask. And Chazal say, Efsha, Melech Yoshev al Kisei Hadin, Sifra Mason v'Sifra Chaim p'tuchum lefono v'yoimru Hallel. So the Rambam in his own language writes, Ein oimrim Hallel b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim l'fi she'ein elu yomim shel Simcho Yisera, elu yomim shel Emo v'Yiro v'Fach. In our minds, Elul goes together with Emo and Yiro v'Facha. And therefore we are deterred. We pull back, because that's the nature of a human being. We much prefer to deal with Simcha and Nachas Ruach and Shalva and joy than awe. But Elul is as much about Ahava as it is about Yiro. And this is something that is extremely important for us, not only to know intellectually, but to feel as well. So the Pasuk Ani Ledoidi V'Doidi Li, as you all know, is not in Sefer Iyov. It is in Sefer Shir HaShirim. And what is Shir HaShirim all about? The Rambam and Perek Yud of Hilchus Tshuva. This is the Perek that the Rambam dedicates to Avodas Hashem Me'ahava, and the great Madrega, and the great Schus of Avodas Hashem Me'ahava. And in that Pirek, when the Rambam describes and defines what is Ahavas Hashem, Ko'odom Shu Choyle B'Choyli Ahavo, V'Datoi on his loved one, V'Shoyge Botomid, and he can be Messiah Das, Kach Ahavas Hashem Belev Oyhavov, V'kol Sefer Shir HaShirim Nichtav Kemosho Le'inyan Hazeh. So Sefer Shir HaShirim about the Ahavo between the Raya and the Doid, that is a moshel to the Ahavo between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His beloved children, Bonov Shel Elokeinu, and that is the Remez of Ani Le'doidi V'doidi Li, conveying a message that Elul is not only about Yiro, it is no less about Ahavo. There is a beautiful medrash quoted by the Rishonim, the Rosh and the Ran. Why is Yom HaKippurim the Yom HaDin v'HaMishpot? Obviously, it is a day of judgment. But Chazal explained, before Yom Kippur was a day of judgment, of Din and Mishpot, it was first and foremost the day of Mechila and Slicha and Kapora. Rosh Chodesh Elul was the first of the 40 days. Moshe ascends to heaven. Moshe Oilo Alahar, and he goes up Lashomayim, 40 days and 40 nights. And Asora B'Tishrei, the 10th day of Tishrei, he heard those most beautiful words a human being ever heard. Vayoyma Hashem Solachti Kidvorecho. And on that day, Yom Kippur was Nikba, was established L'doirei Soilom, as a day of Mechile Slicha V'Kapora. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kavei Yom Kippurim Ki Yom Adin V'Amishvot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bestow upon us His mercy, His rachamim, His chesed. And in our tefillahs in Yomim Nerom we say, Ki atu solchon li Yisrael umachalon b'shifte yeshurun. Solchon umachalon. It is not only ki atu soleach v'ata mochel. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's profession. Solchon li Yisrael umachalon l'shifte yeshurun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moichel because kalch also b'machshov alafonov yisborach shemoi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be moichel, he wants to be soleach. And therefore, Yom HaKippurim, which is a yom of mechiles licha v'kapora, Yom HaKippurim, which is the day of tatsumais ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon us, it is therefore that this is the day of Din and Mishpot. Ki loy achpoitz b'moy samez ki im v'shuvoy medrochov v'chai. So this day is a day of ahava. It is a day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and He expects us to come closer to Him. Not only b'yira, but also b'ahava. And that is what is unique about Yomim Neroim. Tirshu Hashem b'himatzoi, kra'uhu b'hiyoisoi koroif. In these days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes closer to us to make it easier for us to reach out to Him. Tirshu Hashem b'himatzoi, kra'uhu b'hiyoisoi koroif. This is a tremendous, tremendous privilege, but it is also a tremendous responsibility. Because the Gemara tells a story at the end of Masechet Yuma about the great Amora Rav. Rav was one of the first and greatest Amoraim. Rav Habale Milsa Bahada Dahu Tabacha. There was a katzev, a butcher, and he was a simpleton and an Amoritz, and he was Pogea Bekvoidoi Shel Rav, the God Lador. He did not apologize, and Erev Yom Kippur arrived. The great Amora Rav, as Gedolei Yisrael always were, he was worried that that person might be punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he didn't even take the advantage of Erev Yom Kippur to be Mevakesh Mechila. So Rav decided he's going to go over to that person to make himself available. That person should regret what he did. On the way, Rav meets one of his great Talmidim, Rav Huna, and Rav Huna asks Rav, where is Revi going? And Rav B'tmimus tells him the story. You know, there's a person that was Pogea B for no obvious reason, and I'm afraid that he might be Nitpas Ba'avoinoi, and therefore I'm going over to see him. Rav Huna says, Ozel Abe Leketule Gavra. The Rebbe is going to destroy a person's life. And as Chazal tell the story, Rav reaches the guy's shop, and he looks at Rav and he says, Zil, Lelsi, Leisli, Mide, Bahadoch. Go, you know, go fly a kite. Go on your way. I have nothing to do with you. I don't know you. We have nothing to talk about. And Toichte de Dibur, as he says those terrible words, you know, the kli that he's holding in his hand, the axe, the garzen, whatever it is, by mistake, he hit his own skull, he broke his skull, and he perished. And the great Balei Musa, Reb Eli Doshnitzer, was the Mashgiach in the Lamji Yeshiva, and others all make the same comment. How did Rav Huna know what would transpire? Was that Ruach HaKodesh? No, it wasn't Ruach HaKodesh. But Rav Huna knew that individual, and he assumed and he guessed that that person would not really take advantage of the opportunity. And he wouldn't regret what he did, even when he will see Rav. And if the God Lador made this special effort, and he made himself available not to take advantage of that availability, Godel Avoinoi Minesoi. That would be an Aveda that has no kapur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisboch Shemoi, makes himself available. And he reaches out to us, and he descends, Mishamayim, Ushmei Shamayim, coming closer to us, to enable us to reach out to him, to repent, to do tshuva. Not to take advantage of this opportunity would be a grave avail. And therefore, even though the mitzvah of tshuva is relevant every day of the year, v'shavtu ad Hashem Elokecha, ba'aseres hayomim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom kippurim, and the days leading up to those, it says, yomei tshuva, the days of Elul, it is especially incumbent upon us to take advantage of the opportunity. והוא שאומר הקוסו ודירשו השם בהימוצוי, קראוהו בהיויסוי קורויף. In these days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to us, and we must take advantage And everybody must do his own cheshbon and nefesh. And that is why Bnei Ashkenaz have the meaning of Tkiyah Shofar from Rosh Chodesh Elul, not waiting for Rosh Hashanah. Because the Rambam explains in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Teshuvah Halacha Daled, as everybody probably knows, Afal pi shetkiyah shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeres hakosuv remez yesh bo koloimar. Uri yeshele mishinaschem v'nardome makitzu metardemaschem. Chipsu b'maseichem chizru b'tshuva v'zichru b'oireichem. Eilu ha-shoichechem esu emiz b'havle ha-zman. V'shoigim kol shenosem b'hevel v'rika shelo yoir v'lo yatzir. הביטו לנפשיסיכם, היטיבו דרוכיכם ומעלליכם ויעזב כל אחד מכם. אז דרכוי הרו וסמחשבתוי אשר לא יתראו. What a powerful paragraph. What a powerful paragraph. Nobody could say it better than the Rambam. What beautiful words. So when we hear the shofar calls out to us. It is not only a call. The shofar calls out to us. Chipsu b'maseichem, chizu b'tshuva. Ashoichechem esu emes behevle hazman v'shoigem kol shenosem behevel v'rik shelo yoir v'lo yotzil. We are always so busy. We are living in modern times. Everybody is busy. We have time for everything besides for ourselves. Manichin chaye oilem v'oiskim b'chaye sho. So now is the time. It is Elul. And before we do anything else, every day in the morning we hear the shofar. It is interesting because the original minhag of Tkiyah Shofar and Elul quoted by the Rosh and the Tours Tov Kuf Peyalef and the Rosh in the last Siman on Rosh Hashanah, they both write that minhag Ashkenaz is to blow the shofar Chodesh Elul every day boiker ve'erev. In our times, in most Ashkenazi kehillahs, they blow the shofar only in the morning. I am aware that there are the real Yekeshe Kehillahs even today that blow the shofar by night as well. What is the minhag in London? Well, yeah, in monks probably they blow by night because that's a real Yekeshe Kehillah. We aren't really Ashkenazim. We fake it a bit. But the real Ashkenazim blow shofar boiker ve'erev. That's the minhag quoted by the Rosh and the Tool. So the first day in the morning, we are reminded these are special days. This is not routine. And before you go to sleep at night, once again, mora dechushmina, you have to do tshuva before going to sleep. So these are days in which we have to stop. Stop for a few moments and just think about what is really important. What is really important. V'olam ezeh doima leprozdo, v'olam abo doima letrakli. Hatken atzmahu beprozdor al manashe tekones letrachne. Money, power, prestige, we are human beings. And all these have a tremendous appeal to us by nature. But we are also Jews. We are Yidden. And we believe that this entire world is merely a transitional period. There is nothing really important about it. Voylem ezeh doyme leprozdo, voyme abo doyme letraklin. Hatlen atzmuchu beprozdo, manashe tekones letraklin. Osho lama hadovo doyme. It's been ages since I went to the iriya to take care of anything. But when I was a young man, as everybody, you know, I used to do sidurim by myself. So when you go to any municipal agency or government agency, or when you go to the bank to take out a mishkanta, and people are busy, and people are rowing, running and moving, and somebody comes there with a beach chair, and in the corridor he opens a beach chair, and he is sitting there, and people bump into him and say, Meshugana, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? He says, well, I want to rest. So go to the beach with this lousy chair, not here. People here are busy, don't you see? People are running through and fro. You know, this we come here lesader sidurim. This is not a place where people rest. Take our beach chairs and wait. U'olam abo doima letraklim. It is there that tzadikim yoishvim atrosayim beroshayim benanim beziv ashchino. Here, everybody is supposed to be busy just getting the tickets, making the preparations for our journey. this entire world and our entire life is not more than a prozdo. I know that I'm not mechadish anything. These are simple things that everyone knows. But as the Mesivas Yeshurim writes in the introduction to his magnificent Sefer, Dafka Hadvorim Hayidurim V'Hamifursomim Matsui Be'em HaHeyader V'Hashichecha, we just have to remind ourselves what is really important, and that is what Elul is all about. That is what Kiyas Shofar is all about. HaShoichechim Esu Emes B'Havlei Hazman V'Shoigim Kol Shenosem B'Hevel V'Rikshel O'Yoyel V'Loyatzel Habitu L'Nafshoisechem V'Hitivu Trochechem V'Malalechem. And at these days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and He has mercy upon us. V'Hu Mochlon L'Yisrael V'Solchon Shifte Yeshurun. And that is why these are days of judgment, because they are days of Rachamim. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. If it would be within my power, I would name this Chodesh Dalul, not Elul. Because this posuk appears in Shir HaShirim in two different variations. Doidi li v'ani lo. The other formulation is ani le doidi v'doidi li. What is the difference between the two? Medrash Rabba Parshas v'zois avrocho. Chazal say there is a vikuach nitzchi between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands shuvu elai. We plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecho V'Neshuvo. Who is supposed to make the first step? So, being that I am a chosid, you probably guess I'm wearing a kaftan this morning. Last time I was here I wore a suit. I just forgot my suit in Stamford Hill. It's not that I became a Rebbe since you saw me last time. I don't think it'll happen in this Gilgul, maybe some other Gilgul, I don't know. I don't promise anything. So Hasidim tell a story of the Rabshitzarov, Reb Naftola Tzvi of Rabshitz, the great tzaddik. He was once in his Cadillac, in the wagon, pulled by two horses. You know, today, Rebbes have, each of them has his... Well, in America, they say a caddy. Here, a Rolls Royce, a Bentley, the best of Hidur Mitzvah. So Rabshitzarov was in a wagon, pulled by two horses, and one of the wheels of the wagon got stuck in the mud. It was the middle of the Polish winter, and the Balagola goes out, and he pushes, and he puffs, and he... So he walks over to the Rebbe's seat, to the Rebbe's window, and he says, I know, Sepasnisht, I know it's a chutzpah to ask, but... If you want to get home at any time in the near future, then maybe the Rebbe should come out and toivim mashnayim in a wechod. You know, I wouldn't ask for this, but it's not moving out. It's not budging. So the Rabshitzarov goes out, and they push together to no avail. And so the Rabshitzarov merim et kapav lemarom, and he says, Rabbeinu shel olam, I know you stuck me into this mud because I'm supposed to do tshuva, but how could I do tshuva when I'm wet and cold? And so extremely uncomfortable, please take me home, get us out of the mud, and then I promise to do tshuva. And the Hasidim knew that was the derech of Reb Naftola Tzvi of Rabshitz, to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'derech Moshe l'Melitza, and his real kavanah was, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you stuck us into this mud 2,000 years in Golus because we're supposed to do tshuva, but you see it isn't working. You see... The plan isn't working. We've been here for 2,000 years and you're still unhappy about who we are and what we are. So please take us out of this mud and bring us home. Shlach lonu es Mashiach tzedkeinu, and we promise to do tshuva. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuvu Elai v'ashuva Eleichem. So this month is not Dalul. It's not Doidi Li and then Ani Lo. But it is Elul, emphasizing the other post. Ani le doidi, and only then doidi li. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands that we make the first step. He doesn't demand very much. Pischuli Pesach, kechudoi shel machat, What is the continuation of this mamar? No. I knew that that's what you would say, but that is nowhere in Chazal. The source of that mamar is in Shlo. It is in the Tefillah of Tashlich that we say. But the real formulation is in Medrash Shir HaShirim. And it is there that Chazal say, Pischuli Pesach kechudoi shel machat v'ani eftach lachem psochim shiyu agolois v'kroinois ovrim behem. And I think that is far better than Pischoi shel Ulam. Because if a Kodesh Baruch Hu deals with agolos v'kroinois, they are not empty wagons. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't deal with empty wagons. Ani eftach lachem psochim, loshen rabim, psochim rabim. Shuagolos v'kroinos ovrim behem, and those agolos v'kroinos will be full and packed with bona, chaya, mezoina ravicha, with shefa and nachas and health and prosperity. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks for is pischuli pesach kechudo yishol machat. Make a little effort. I heard from an alti yekeshiid. I don't know who he heard it from, and I don't know whether it's in the Svorim of Reb Shamshon of Fall Hirsch, but a beautiful word. Ve'esu eschem al kanfei nishorim. Chazal say, and it is quoted by Rashi, the young nishorim have a privilege that no other birds have. Other birds take their chicklets, or whatever they're called, the young, beneath their bodies. But the Nesha says, Mutav yekones achetz bi, velo bevenai. So he carries his young on his wings, on his back. V'hu shomer akoso v'yesu eschem al kanfei nishorim. But how do those young little eagles get on their mother's or father's back? As you probably know, an eagle doesn't have long and flexible arms to pick up its young and put them on his back. So all he could do is try to make it easy for them, but they will have to make the effort and hop on to their father's or mother's back. So on one hand, they have a privilege none of their cousins have, but to achieve that privilege, they have to make an effort that others do not have to make. Pischuli Pesach kechudo yishol machat. Elul is all about ani ledoidi, and then ledoidi li. So let's take advantage of these very special days. Chodesh Elul is a matona that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We should be able to achieve what we must achieve in Chodesh Tishrei. We should be able to approach the Yomim Nerom with proper preparation. We should be able to stand Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yom Tshuva, Yom Kippurim, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say, Hovinu, Malkeinu, Choneinu, Va'aneinu. We should be able to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Osisi, Mashetzi Visonu, Hashkifu, Mema'un, Kodshechu. So I wish you all, as I wish myself, and call Beis Yisrael. We should all be zeicha to aksiva v'chasim etoivet b'sipun shel tzadikim gemurim. Our tshuva tefillah v'tzlocha should be oila l'rachamim u'l'ratzoy. And all those hirurei tshuva ha'mesnoitzitzim b'libeinu should go up to the kisei HaKovid and be ma'oira rachamei shumai. We should be zeicha together with Beis Yisrael to aksir v'chasim etoivam b'sifron shel tzadikim gemurim shetehei ashanu azoisa bo aleinu letoivo shnas oiro, shnas brocho, shnas gilo, shnas ditzo, and it should be a shnas geulo v'yeshua v'biyaz goel tzedek b'mheiro v'yomeinu. Amen.